Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 21 with verse 42. Jesus said to them, "Did you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes.'" The cornerstone of Zion, which once laid, became the true and sure foundation of salvation, meaning the absolute presence and protection of God, completing His chosen finding of Zion as His city of truth and redemption. Amen. God has given the Davidic dynasty to rule over His people, where the light of truth will be the cornerstone, the assurance of salvation, rejected by the people of Judah in the prophet's time and applied in Psalm 118:22 and later applied to Christ in Isaiah 28:16. Psalm 118:22 reads, "The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone." As this prophecy from Isaiah 28:16 reads as follows, "Therefore, thus says the Lord God, see, I am laying a stone in Zion, a stone that has been tested, a precious cornerstone, as a sure foundation. Whoever puts faith in it will not waver." A cornerstone you too will either reject or embrace as everlasting redemption from your sins, shouldered by the one and only Savior of mankind in the blood Jesus Christ spilled for me and you. Many eyes have witnessed Him in the flesh. What's going to be your excuse? Will you be one of the ones who trip over the cornerstone? Or will you step up on it and become one in Him for all things, searching for others to climb His mountain of salvation for life eternal? Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I'm sorry, Lord. I believe You died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. And I share You as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live Your will in all things." Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying, as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially number 55, just happened last weekend. A prayer for our men in blue who attended. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for the intercession of our Holy Mother and the sister of Jackie. Her name is Lorene. Daily prayers for our neighbor Thelma. Prayers for a friend and his wife to have a baby. Lord, we ask that You bless this family with a child. In Jesus' precious blood, by His name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ. Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 12 with our practice today, and verse 42. It's a one-stanza poem. It's ongoing, and it's titled, "Proverb Saying Jesus Aloud." Proverb saying Jesus aloud. Psalm 118:22 instituted proud. Cornerstone predicted in 28 Isaiah loud. Eyes wonderful done for He the crowd. Amen. I'm Thomas Cruz Wiggins. It's May 23rd, 2023. I'm recording this morning at 6:28 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to become Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. A little bit of noise in the background this morning. We've got some things going on. Getting ready to head out to the prison today. Share the Word of God in a catechism class for our men in blue. We've got about 25 men that we do this with on a bi-weekly basis. So it's my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, racking around in the background, making a little noise. Hey, baby. Love you. So we're closing today in the name of Jesus as we think about our brother-in-law, Johnny, who loves to say Jesus three times often during the day. We call out his name often to pray for him and his family. His young daughter as well. We pray for all the good things that are going on in the world right now that overrule the bad things. Evil is amongst us. It's a part of our lives. And we ask that you reach out and pray for those. So we do believe that prayer is the cure for all evil. We can overcome Satan by just simply saying the name of Jesus aloud. Jesus. And tell Satan to get behind us. Amen. Good shout out to our good friends John and Marie this morning as we close at 7-Eleven in the name of Jesus, as we do each day. Please pray for our group this morning as we enter the prison at around 9 o'clock after enjoying the body and blood of Jesus at about 8:20 this morning. We're at Lector at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church. You can come join us in Avon Park for an 8 o'clock Mass. Thanks again for joining us here on Universal Utterings as we close in the name of Jesus as promised. Jesus, 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 your Lord and Savior, if you confess. Amen. God bless you.